Hello and welcome to another episode of the Author's Lab. And I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, four-time best-selling author of over 31 books, book writing coach, and CEO and founder of AGD Publishing. So today, we are going to talk about becoming an author. What are some of the steps that you go through or you have to go through in becoming a published author? One of the steps, or a few of the steps, but we're going to go through several of them today. One of the main purpose that an author should consider is, what is the purpose for you wanting to write? We know that you may want to inform, entertain, or explain, but what is the reason for you wanting to write your book? Writers often combine purposes in a single piece of writing, but what is your main purpose for wanting to write your book? Once you determine the reason why you want to write your book, the next step that you would take is choosing a title. Why do you need to choose a title? Because your title is almost like your outline. It's your roadmap, or we call it a publishing roadmap, because it begins the way that you're going to write your book. It's like you're centered around your outline and you're centered around your title. And so once you decide your title, then you'll start writing your book. And as you begin to write your book, you'll go through a process of, editing. And I'll talk about that in another episode. But editing also plays a part as you're writing your book, because a lot of times writers, they write and then all of a sudden they throw that draft away. Then they write another set of draftings or pieces of paper, and then they throw that away. And sometimes they stop and try to edit as they go along. It's not really necessary for you as an author to edit as you go along, because you want to make sure that your book is professionally edited. So it's better and it's easier for you to just do a straight writing. And what I mean by that is just grab a notebook, pieces of paper, and just continue to write or type. Everything that I do, especially for books, is I type it. So just try to do like a straight typing, and don't worry about trying to set your pages. Don't worry about trying to, double space. Don't worry about the fonts. Now, I always say 12 times Roman, that should be your font, times Roman, and 12 point. And that could be an easier way for a writer to actually start writing instead of stopping at every point to edit and then throwing out your manuscript. Just continue to write and allow the editor to do what they do. A professional editor will edit everything that you have. Another step that becoming an author is to hire a proofreader. I know sometimes people don't, know the difference, and I'll talk about that another time. But after it's edited, you want a proofreader who doesn't know anything about your book to go back and go over everything one more time before it's released. And so that's why I said don't worry about going through trying to edit as you go, because I also find that when an author tries to go back and edit as they go, they actually lose their train of thought. And then when it's being edited, the editor has to come back and ask you to complete that thought. When if you just continue to write and continue to let your creativity flow and let the editor do what they do, then you'll see that your writing it's much easier for you, and you don't run into so much of a roadblock or writer's block, because you're constantly letting your creativity flow. Another thing is as you become a published author and as you're constantly doing what needs to be done, decide on, you know, what type of book, you know, what formatting do you want your book to be in? So all of that plays a part in you getting your book published. It's not something so simple as, I just want to get my book published. There are certain things that, you know, as an author, you need to know, and then the publisher already knows. So we'll guide you along, but at least have some, you know, I guess I would say some knowledge of what type of format you want your book in. Do you want it in paperback? Do you want it in hard copy? Do you just want to put it on Kindle? Some people, you know, like what I'm doing right now is I'm doing a lot of ebooks, and most of the ebooks can be 20 to 25 pages. They don't have to be as long as the books I used to write. So I'm writing shorter books now, but it's all up to the author. How do you want your book to be presented when it's published by the publisher? Listen, we're going to take a break and we will be right back. Thank you for listening to The Author's Lab.
Hi, this is Allison G. Daniels, three-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you would get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Thank you so much for staying tuned in to the Author's Lab. Again, this is host Allison G. Daniels talking about becoming a published author. So there are so many avenues that, you know, you can take with your book. And I'm picking back up at selecting a format, wondering, as a publisher, I know what the different formats are, but an author may or may not know. So I'm picking back up on selecting what type of format you want your book in, whether it's hard copy, whether it's paperback, Kindle, audio. Some people, you know, just want to have it where they're speaking their book into existence. And what I mean by that is they're recording it and it's audio and they can sell it that way. And so it really just depends on how you want your book to be marketed, how you want the gift that you have been given to be carried out as you select a publisher. Now, formatting can take on a whole nother form if you continue to, you know, allow the publisher to do what they do, because what happens is, I'll give you a prime example. I had an author that only wanted her book in hard copy. But because of this new generation, this new era, and this new technology, everyone is doing ebooks. They're doing Kindle. So she went back and she was able to get it put back. Well, we were able to do hard copy and ebook form, which I always recommend, because people are not holding hard copy books and reading them as much as they used to do back then. Everything is either on ebook, Kindle, or it's, you know, they're listening to it. So I always recommend at least having your book in three different forms, especially because the generation is moving so much to this higher technology that you want your book to be able to sell no matter where it goes. And whoever wants to read it, you don't want them to have to try and search for your book. And then they don't have the, I would say, outdated equipment to be able to use on their new equipment, if all of that makes sense. But it's better to have your book formatted in various different ways rather than just limit yourself to hard copy, which we always, you know, used to have back then, and we still have it. But we're dealing with a whole new generation, and this technology, to me, is awesome for a publishing company right now. Another thing is deciding how do you want to promote your book. Often, I had a young lady, an expert guest, come on, and she talked about the difference between a publisher and a marketing person, two different people. I'm not going to give up her secret sauce. I'm going to let you hear her show pretty soon. But there is a difference between a publisher and a marketing agent or a person that does just the marketing. And then some other things to consider, which authors don't really think about ahead of time, is getting that buzzword out about your book, letting them know that your book is coming soon. You know, the more people know about your book, the more they will be inclined to buy it. They will be more interested in getting it because you've talked up your book so much. And I always recommend hiring a marketing agent, marketing person, or sometimes the publisher will have that part in their package. But just getting that buzzword out and promoting your book even before your book is ever published, you can do that 2-3 weeks ahead of time. Sometimes you can do it a little bit before that. I just don't recommend it too much until I actually see that the book is in its final editing stage. And once it's in its final editing stage, I mean, you can really start rolling with it. Another thing that I believe I left out is deciding your cover. Having an idea of what you want your cover to look like, giving your voice to your book cover. And that's crucial in the marketing arena or the publishing arena, because you don't want a cover that doesn't stand out. You really want a cover, like I always say, I want a cover that pops. I want a cover that blings. I want a cover that, you know, speaks to me when I pick up that book, that book cover is actually speaking to me. So being really precise and detailed about how you want your book cover to look, the color, the drawing, the pictures, giving as much information to the graphic artist so that it can be as well done as you would like it. Your book cover should just really, really stand out. It should really just pop. It should really just represent you. I'm not sure, but if you get a chance and look at my website, you'll see that just about everything that I have has the red rose to it. That's my branding. And that's something that, you know, people will know me for, is that red rose. She always has on a red rose. Everything she has a red rose. And I do that for branding purposes. So when you look at my book, whether it's on the front of the book cover or if you, some of the books, you look in the inside and you will see a rose in the inside of that book, a red rose. Sometimes it might be a black and white page, but you will know that there is a rose there. So knowing, you know, as you're writing your book, how do you want to be represented? How do you want your book to stand out from the rest? All of that makes a difference as you go along. I don't recommend that a person gets a book published or just puts a book out there and you don't have some, you know, sense of direction or which way you want your book to go. Don't just publish a book to be publishing a book. Be intentional about getting your book published and then taking your book to the next level. Always being reminded that your book represents you. Anything that you put out represents you. So just make sure that you speak with the graphic artist, speak with the publisher, let them know this is the cover that I'm looking for. Here's the idea that I have. And if it's not what you want it, make sure you give your book your voice. Make sure you speak up and say, no, I really don't like that cover. That's not really what I was looking for. And I will tell you, as a publisher, I've had three different graphic artists. At least two were excellent. And nothing with the third graphic artist, which was an excellent artist, but it didn't represent what I wanted to bring across to my authors. What I mean by that is, if the author gives me an idea and of what they want on their book cover, and then you give me four or five markups to present to my author, and they still are not pleased or they still don't feel like you hit the mark. After me doing that with two and three different authors, as a publisher, I realized that you and I may not be that perfect fit. So make sure that when you're choosing your book covers through these markups, you know, that the graphic artist will send to you, that you say something, that you give your book a voice, you give that cover your voice. No, that's not what I was looking for. It doesn't fit. I don't like the butterflies. I'm not a butterfly person. I don't like the red. I don't like the green. Say something, because it's going to represent you. Listen, we're going to take another break, and we will be right back. I hope that you tune in for the Author's Lab.
Hi, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Be there or be square.
Hi, this is Allison G. Daniels, three-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you will get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Author's Lab. Thank you so much for staying connected and listening in. Again, this is your host, Allison G. Daniels, four-time best-selling author. Woo-hoo! Thank you for joining back in. Listen, as I get ready to close out, I do want to share with you that one of the main points that I wanted to, you know, bring to light is have a plan when you're writing your book. Be able to, you know, sit still long enough to just write things out. When you go to write a book, you already know what you want to say, so you won't have to deal with overwhelming, you know, issues or situations, but have a plan as to how you want your book to be laid out, how you want your book to come across to your readers. Have a plan as to the different steps that you want to take. So if you go back and, you know, listen to the different stages that I was giving you to become a published author, you will see some of the different stages that, you know, will help you with planning your book out. Don't get frustrated. You know, it takes time to write a book. I know some people like myself, I can write a 30, 40-page book, maybe 50-page book in 2 hours. But I've been writing for years, so it doesn't take me long to put a book together. It doesn't take me long to put an e-book together. So, but for a new person or a person that's becoming an author for the first time, it takes time for you to get your flow together. But believe it or not, once you get your flow together, once you get your writing style together, once you start planning things out strategically, you'll realize that the more you plan and the more you schedule time to write, writing will become easier for you to do. Also, I want to remind you that I have 2 podcasts. I have been blessed to have 2 podcasts. So my first podcast is Authors Chat with Allison, where I will be interviewing inspiring authors and upcoming authors about their book, their brand, and their business. Thank you for joining the Authors Lab. If you would like to purchase my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program, please visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. And again, don't forget, remember to tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for another episode of the Authors Lab. I am your host, Allison G. Daniels.